So, Zephyr Teachout, I guess what I need to know is, here you are, really a very well-respected author, a great person who thinks about public matters, but Congress can be a place where you go when one person after another comes and asks for favors or asks you to intervene or asks you for veterans' benefits or tells you their problems. Do you have the patience for that?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what we've been able to achieve over the last few years that people thought was impossible just by listening, organizing, raising up people's voices. People thought we would already have the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but because of real, like, local patient organizing, we've so far been able to stop it. Or look at the fracking ban in New York State. I mean, that was really some of the most extraordinary organizers I've ever met. But it's slow, patient work, really respecting everybody's voices, and you're able to do extraordinary things. And I actually think one of the most important things at this moment in history is people are really angry and really disconnected from government. But the most dangerous thing is that people drop out and say, it's never going to work. Let's just stop. And I think it's important to look at the successes we've been able to have and take this moment and, build towards more successes. But everything I've ever done has been ground up. It's always from local communities up, not top down.
I know that you have a fairly wide district, and I know you have a favorite place to shop called Saperstein's
Yes.
in Millerton. It's a place that I love too, because we men we you know women have a lot of stores they can go into and buy a lot of stuff, but men don't have a place to go get underwear or suits or other thing. And here's Saperstein's. It's a great place.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I actually was what I have been doing a lot of, and I'm doing today, in fact. Today it's in Kingston, is I'll go door to door and talk to small business owners. And a little while ago I was talking to small business owners in Millerton, and I stopped in Saperstein's, and Lou, who owns it, said, "Wait a second. There's something that politicians are not talking about, and I need people to be talking about it because there's something wrong." He basically told me how he has always carried Oshkosh. It's a brand of clothing. I used to wear it, overalls. Last year, Oshkosh got in touch with him and said, "Hey, we need you to, if you're going to carry our brand, you need to buy $50,000 worth, not just $5,000." Now, there's no way in which Saperstein's is going to be able to sell $50,000 worth of Oshkosh. And what this means is if people can't buy Oshkosh at his store, they're going to go to Walmart. They're going to go to some big retail chain. And he said, "I think this is wrong because it looks like these big retail chains are telling the product suppliers don't sell to the small stores." This is a form of unfair competition that the United States used to really stop until the Reagan era. It all fell under antitrust laws. And when I'm in Congress, I want to tell Saperstein's story. I want to hold hearings. I want to figure out where the unfair competition is happening. I want to enforce antitrust laws. And if I can't do that, I can at least get those voices there so we can try to get back to a small business economy, which is really the heart and soul of this district. And honestly, essential to our country's democracy.
Now, Zephyr Teachout, I have to say that I talk to a lot of people, and the pundits are basically saying the Senate may well go Democratic, but the House is going to stay Republican. Can you stand that?
Look, I've been involved in some tough fights, and this is not a moment to step back. It's a moment to step in. Look, first of all, there are plenty of Republicans who I'll be able to work with on things that we can work with across the aisle. There's a whole bunch of others who won't work with anybody if they have a Democrat, if they're Democratic. So there's some people who are absolute sort of, it's not just gridlock, it's petulant, it's childish, it's a refusal to engage. But when I was the national director of the Sunlight Foundation, which focuses on transparency in Congress. And I worked with the Heritage Foundation. I worked with the Cato Foundation. I worked with Republicans all the time because we found an area of agreement, like making federal contracting databases public. So that's one thing. But the other is at this crisis moment in our country, I think it's really important to be raising up people's voices and raising up a different vision of what America and American democracy can do. And that doesn't mean like tomorrow you're going to flip your fingers and everything's going to be fine. But I think if we don't bring people back into the process, we really risk losing, representative, the possibility of true representative government. So I'm a big believer in, open the door and bring people in, and we can do things that feel impossible. My opponent, John Faso, is, it's not just that he's been a lobbyist and made a living as a lobbyist, but the way in which he has operated has been closed-door politics. The way in which I've always operated has been open door and raising up people's voices.
You've had many successes in your life. What do you think the greatest success you've enjoyed has been?
Oh, wow. I am proud. I think automatically I go to just the joy that I have for my friends and family, which is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. I hope the greatest success has yet to come, but I really am proud of the gubernatorial run a couple of years ago. And I was standing on the shoulders and shoulder to shoulder with organizers around the state. It was not a politics is a team sport, but I believe we opened up a New York politics and at least made people a little less scared to stand up. I believe that our campaign was part of getting to the fracking ban, which is important not just for New York State, but for people all around the country and world recognizing the health effects of fracking. And I'm proud that we did it in a way that was grassroots up.
Do you think that Andrew Cuomo's a bully?
I'm not one for epithets. Right now we have a presidential campaign where the Republican nominee is, I think, really just reducing the quality of conversation by name calling. And I was a runner in high school. Have we talked about that? Very competitive runner. I was New England champion, state champion.
I remember that from an earlier conversation, right?
Yeah. But what my mother always says is what she loved about our teams and our sport and my coach is that he taught me to be really, really, really competitive and really, really polite at the same time. So you run like hell, but always be ready to shake hands, always be ready to have a cup of coffee with somebody, sit down and talk about other things. And I think it's really important to just be generous with other people, even if you run against them.
Will you debate John Faso?
Oh, yes. I'll debate him early and often. I think there's a huge value to as many opportunities as possible for people to get to hear our differences and not just our policy differences, but the way that we approach things.
Let me just say, Zephyr Teachout, that the WAMC would be proud to organize it and to play it on the radio.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, and we'd reach a lot of people. That'd be wonderful.
It is a swing district. It's obviously a district which could well help determine who's going to control the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. If not this year, in the future, it's a really critical national, there's a lot of national attention on this race. As well. But most importantly, I think that, the reason to have as many debates, and I love radio debates, is so people can, not just in the last 2 weeks, but take their time, figure out what questions they might have. In my primary, we had about 16 different events where people got to listen to myself and my primary opponent. Three were formal debates, but I'm just committed to small d democracy. I really trust people.
Well, it's a great pleasure to talk with you. When we come back the next time, I got all kinds of questions to ask you. So, Zephyr Teachout, thank you so much for being with us. And everybody else, stay tuned on your radio for the Congressional Corner.